Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look at the man to your left. Look at the man to your right. That's what we do it for, huh? Everybody saying we ain't. Everybody saying we can't. Everybody saying it's a fluke. And all we do is just do. Hell, we might as well be the number one sponsor for Nike because we just do it. You heard me? Nobody want to believe, but we 13-3. They want to hate on Jimmy G and wish his run wasn't a lie, but when he start, we 21-5, baby. They don't want to acknowledge our impact or the fact that we sounded like cement. So let's go out there and show them this impact and smack them in the mouth with this defense, baby. Get out there and make lots of noise and show them what we them hot boys. You know what I'm talking about? Bang, bang, Niner gang, Niners on three.
I love you.
That's what I got. Let's get it.
All right, Spaz.
Not bad, Spaz.
You know what?
Like little, Nike, just do it. It's clever.
He had a little twang to his speech. Like,
you heard me? Yeah. I thought I was listening to Master P for a second, huh?
I just saw an incredible stat, and it's going to make 49er fans feel ecstatic.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
You want confidence going into Sunday? I'm going to give you confidence going into Sunday. You ready?
Yep.
NFL teams losing by 20-plus points in a regular season game and then meeting the victor again in the postseason, those teams have lost 13 straight games.
Mm. Wow. Oh, two wows. Wow.
So that's good.
Wow.
That's good news,
you know,
right?
What Packer fans are going to say? Streaks are meant to be broken.
And I don't know if you've just heard, but Devontae Adams has basically just put up the white flag. He said all the pressure this weekend is on the Niners.
Screw them.
When you say that, B, you ain't thinking about coming in here and getting a win. Why would you? That's loser mentality. I would have an issue if we were about to go to battle and try to shock the world. And you say all the pressure's on. Dude, no, you need to say something else or be quiet. Why would
Screw
you say that?
Mate.
It's scared. That sounds scared. I don't like scared talk.
Oh.
I feel like giving a speech now.
This is one of those.
Yeah.
Oh,
why would you say that?
Because that's the way he feels. You know, listen, I just saw an interview with Kyrie Irving.
Oh,
he's obnoxious.
I love him, man. Oh,
I don't love his game.
But the point is,
I like his game.
You talk to athletes,
all right,
and when they give you a canned response, you complain. And then when they tell you the truth, you don't like that either.
He's just
answering the question.
Yeah, I'm different.
I had no issue with that. I love the guy.
Yeah, he just threw his teammates under the bus. We need more pieces.
Was he lying?
I mean, geez, you got to tell that to the press? Come on, Kyrie, read the room. You're the last guy I need to hear.
Now, what if I had...
we need more pieces. Well, you had more pieces in Boston.
I see what's going on. So if I had bad acne and looked like I've been into a stick of dynamite, you guys would be, Guru, your skin's flawless, huh? See,
no,
that would be... that. You're the type.
I just wouldn't talk about
Guru,
it.
Guru, your skin's flawless.
No, wouldn't talk about it.
You wouldn't tell me I got bad... You know, you need a little help, you know? I don't want friends like that. I want the friends to be like, dude, you need to go see a dermatologist.
Yeah, so you want them to just hurt your feelings
and
make
the
you more
truth
depressed.
Hurts.
Back to the Niners.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Whoa.
I like that track.
I like we're on to Cincinnati. That's too personal.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati.
This wasn't before a Super Bowl or a big game, but this got people fired up.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
That's John Belushi from Animal House.
I know.
Classic. Well, you know, we got a young audience.
Yeah, I got you.
So.
Bonte may not as well. You're closer to us than you think.
See the Animal House.
Yeah.
Go on, Tom. Come
right.
On. You got about 15 on me, Goo.
Stop.
Let's go to Mitch. By the way.
A good 15.
Yeah, right.
What was that text from the 408, Pappas? Earlier you were saying this.
I think they wanted to know if you were single.
Who did?
The 408.
Oh, you're getting a lot of love. Well, the little memes coming out with the guys.
Why are you smacking your lips?
You like co-ed. You put it out there this week. You like co-ed bar. Remember you said you like you prefer co-ed. And then thought you called want to watch the game.
I prefer to be in the company of men and women as opposed to just men.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For the most part. Especially after I'm in a box with you guys for 4 hours a day.
It definitely is a box.
That's Mitch. What I tell you guys. 2 o'clock, I'm out.
Mitch
lose
is
my
in,
number on the weekends.
I guess there's no way to really tell if a text is from a guy or a woman. Right.
Yeah, that's just a weird question to ask.
The tone, though.
I mean, I feel like our listeners are honest listeners. If you ask them, I think they'd tell you the truth if it's a guy.
Yeah, but isn't it weird to be like, hey, are you single? Like, for what? Why do you want to know that?
Hey.
You want to give them the number? You want to, like, what
is
going on here?
That's what I want to know.
Right.
Let's go to Mitch. Mitch is in Manteca. What's going on, Mitch? How you doing, buddy? Manteca's
Nothing much. I'm ready for my pre-speech.
All right.
He sounds ready to go.
I'm Kyle Shanahan. Hey, guys, I want you to take a listen to Mitch from Manteca. He wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Mitch.
All right, guys, listen up. Gather around. Okay, 13-3. You did all the doubters wrong. They said you could not do it. The broadcaster said you could not do it. Young people, old people said you couldn't do it. But right now, you got a chance for the next 60 minutes to prove all them wrong. You guys are lions. Now, you go and take that to the Packers. Niners on three. 1, 2, 3. Niners.
All right. He's off the line now if you want to rip him.
No, I don't. I love everybody trying.
It'd be like
I'm ready
Jason
for my
Garrett.
Ping-pong match.
It'd be like Jason Garrett getting the Cowboys ready for the New York Giants.
But to him and the people that call in, they feel the emotion. That was great.
It's tough to call in and just give a
I think it is, too. I actually really
all these speeches have been better than mine.
Well, by the way, we opened the show with some awful ones.
Awful.
Well, you too. A lot of people.
That's right. Yours was pretty good. That's right.
Darlene actually disagreed. Darlene from Oracle Arena. She actually disagreed with your speech, Guru. Basically tweeted out to say, Guru, yours.
Well, she could be contrarian.
I think Bonte's making that up, but I'll double check.
I saw something.
You like the tweet.
Oh, okay.
You like the tweet.
510 says, Devontae Adams ain't saying nothing new. Athletes say that all the time. He's speaking the truth. Pressure is on everybody, but number one seed always has the bigger pressure. He balls out for money, bruh. He ain't scared. He ain't scurred, S-C-U-R-R-D. He plays in the NFL just like Dak. He's a quarterback for the Cowboys, in case you don't know. More pressure on the Niners. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
There you go.
What Devontae needs to say is there is pressure. And you may not say it's on you. It's on number 12. And you know who number 12 is? Your damn quarterback and his legacy. There is dust on that Super Bowl trophy he got. There is doubt around Aaron Rodgers. He slays the Niners. Aaron Rodgers goes up six notches.
Goo, be honest. Who's got more pressure on them Sunday?
The Niners?
Jimmy Garoppolo or Aaron Rodgers?
Jimmy Garoppolo, no doubt.
And do you think the 49ers have more pressure on?
But with that answer, real quick, an addendum.
The second time you like that one.
Yeah, I did. Good word. There is pressure on Aaron as well, nationally, more so than I think Jimmy. Jimmy is locally, and the Nationals say, okay, Jimmy to get his first one. They'll be take it easy on him. But Aaron and everything he's done, I'm telling you, there's something there. That's all I'm saying to Devontae.
I actually think the Niners are playing with house money because nobody expected them to be here.
He does have a point.
But now they're here.
Now they're here.
I know we've played this game all year.
Yeah, we have.
I'm trying to take some of the pressure off them.
But you're right.
I always think of that. It's like, I think pressure makes most pros who have guts and toughness better.
I do too.
I think it makes them better because they're more locked in. The stakes are higher. So it's like when people, you know what? More pressure's on the Niners. Okay, fine. They'll respond. Like, I'd rather have them feeling pressure than just another game.
And that's how that soundbite sounded to me. And why would you say that? You know, If you lose, you just lose, Bonte. But don't say one team's got. Dude, you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Right. There is a ton of pressure on Rodgers, though, because of his performances in the NFC Championship games. Losing to the New York Giants at home. Losing. They got blown out in Atlanta.
Go ahead.
A few years ago with Kyle Shanahan and company. Outdoors, I think he's like 1-4 in the playoff game. So there's a lot of pressure there on Aaron Rodgers because he hasn't performed at the highest level, and his teams have gotten blown out in NFC Championship games.
How about this for you guys?
Why are you on your phone?
Because I got this nugget that I took a picture of. Aaron Rodgers' last five playoff losses, okay, he's lost to the team in the regular season and got knocked out. 2012, lost to the Niners in the regular week one, yep. Lost to him in the playoffs. 13, lost to the Niners in week one, lost to him in the playoffs. 14, lost to Seattle week one, lost to him in the playoffs. 15, lost to Arizona Cardinals week 16, lost to him in the playoffs. 16, lost to Atlanta in week 8, lost to him in the playoffs. And guess what? They're going to add another one to that. It's going to be the 19 Niners week 12 in the playoffs.
Look at you doing your homework.
That's really – now that's cocky.
Nice job, Goop.
That's impressive.
That's nuggets.
I'm impressed,
chicken nuggets.
I'm impressed.
That is
took the picture, saved it for the right time.
He didn't like it.
I like it. You didn't force it
onto
us. He
didn't like prepare, Guru.
That's pretty good.
Trying to grow, man. He didn't like it.
510 saying, you guys think when teams interview coaching candidates that one of the requirements is that they give them their pregame speech? I'd say no. I say no.
If you're an older Guru, would you say no?
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
God, we love you, and we're so close to hiring you.
No way.
Can you just pretend you're giving a pregame speech to me right now, just for a minute or two? Let's get the deal signed.
Yeah, nah, that's too much like acting.
The play.
I'd love Parcells to hear will look at an owner and just like, what?
How about a Singletary one? Boy, not that we have one.
We want winners.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Aldo is in San Leandro. What's going on, Aldo? I hope I said it correctly.
Who actually works?
What's up, man?
Ooh, damn.
Hey, I got deja vu all over again, man.
How come?
I went to the last game in Candlestick for the playoffs against when Kaepernick went off on the Packers.
Yeah.
Wow. My wife surprises me with NFC Championship tickets for this week's game, man. I am hyped.
That is
awesome. I'm like a kid again on Christmas, man. I can't wait for Sunday, man.
Are you going with her or are you going with a friend?
No, I'm going with her, actually. I asked her if she wants to go. She's like, yeah, I'll go. Okay, all right. Cool.
Hey, when did she surprise you and how, real quick? How did she surprise you?
It was my birthday, so she went to Oregon with her friend, and then she came back. She's like, do you want a barbecue for the weekend? I was like, yeah. I was like, that's what I was going to do. She's like, well, no need. I was like, why? Because I got your tickets. I'm like, oh, my God, deja vu all over again.
Sweet.
I am happy.
That's what it's about.
That's cool, Aldo. I appreciate you sharing that story.
Come by the Hilton Hotel, Aldo.
Man, I am ready, man. I'm going to be out there, man. I'm going to show Niner love, man. I'll be there. Hopefully we get this dub again, man. I am ready. I'm hyped.
Thanks, Aldo. Appreciate the call. You know, it's...
What?
It's kind of like...
Taking a wife
that's a guy's dream. The wife gives him the NFC championship, and she's going.
No, it's not about him. It's about the wife.
You want him to take his dibbly.
No, I mean, it's like...
The
bottom line is she wanted to go.
I prefer to be in the company of men and women.
Look at it that way.
Yeah, she wanted to go to the game.
No.
So in order to not seem selfish, she wanted to go.
That's dirty.
She's like, I'm going to get my boy Aldo a ticket, but I'll have to get him too, so I get to go too. You know what I'm talking about?
She wanted to make her husband happy.
It's like when you get, maybe you get your wife a car, but you know you're going to drive. Kind of like that.
Oh, my God.
Aldo, I'm funning with you.
All right.
Have fun, buddy.
You were at that NFC Championship game?
I was at that game.
And you left walking to your car like that Cap is the bad man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was divisional round.
I was like, this is going to be.
That was incredible.
This guy is.
He's the guy. He's Michael Vick.
Yeah, I mean.
True hot boy.
There's no doubt about it. All right. You called for it. I'm going to get it to you. By the way, I can't remember. Should I set it up? Pre-game speeches. We're going with here. Man. Just listen.
Bunch of tough guys. You look like a bunch of fifth grade sissies after a cat fight.
You got anger, that's good. You're going to need it, son. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that, too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. Some coaches may cut a player if they think he's not up to snuff. When they think he's hurting the team. This is a public school program. I will never, ever cut a player who comes out to play for me. But when you put that uniform on, that Titan uniform, you better come to work. We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile. Perfection. Let's go to work.
Denzel Washington, remember the Titans. You like that one?
I loved it.
You like that?
Kyle even backed me up on this. He had like five good speeches in that movie.
You got a better one, you say?
Why do you, this guy, man, like,
okay, here's a better one, apparently. No, I'm serious. No. These guys are in my ear. Say,
oh.
What? Why did
you? I thought you thought I was dissing that one.
No.
I love that one.
What about this one?
All right. Now, I don't want them to gain another yard. You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
That was the assistant coach.
Like
that's a speech at the end of that
game. That's a parody.
Oh, man, that was classic. Classic Al Pacino right there. Jamie Foxx, you see Jamie Foxx in that movie?
I love that movie.
Willie Beeman?
Sean in Oakland. What's going on, Sean? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man.
Talk to me.
Man, I listen to you guys every day, man. I finally got through.
Thank you.
That's big. Well, I just want to say one thing. I just want to know what y'all think about Weatherspoon over there on that corner, man. I think if we don't start him, I think we have a good chance.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't seem like he's going to start.
Why should he? I mean, not
just. But it gives an opportunity to say, man, that guy's a pro.
Yeah, Mosley's. Yeah.
Weatherspoon.
Yeah.
Handled the demotion just. Like a great teammate would. Not everybody can handle it.
And let's
like
put the
that,
right on so. The table. Okay. Yeah, that was a touchdown in the first quarter. That decision to start Witherspoon could have cost his team.
Yeah.
And what if that was the fourth quarter? And I give, you know, a lot of people, Vontae, we talked about it all week last week. Why did he get that opportunity? And I know he handled it like
what
a pro to start,
the
Witherspoon.
Game.
He got torched, and that could have cost you.
And he got torched in Seattle. He got torched against the Rams. He's been getting torched. Mostly he's been the better cornerback all season long. Give the guy a shot, man. But Witherspoon, he was a class act for taking the special team snaps. He stood up there in front of the media. That's a big boy right there. So props to Witherspoon because he made it about the team and not him.
All right, Ian Williams running into a little traffic issue. I guess he's going to join us next segment on the phone. On the phone, we'll have Ian Williams coming up next. What else is coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fix Auto. We'll have Last Call. As always, we got a great question for Last Call. We'll tell you about it after the break. And also, we will take another pregame speech or two. That's all sponsored by Fix Auto. A traffic accident can be a real headache, so let's Fix Auto Collision Center's help. Fix Auto has locations throughout the Bay Area. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX to find the location nearest you. Fix Auto, the first words that should come to mind after an accident. Infinity. Xfinity. All right, last call coming up in 10 minutes. Last call, 10 minutes. Depending on how the response for this one is, I'll tell you whose idea it was. We're talking about motivational speeches, etc. Let's just turn it a little bit to music. How about this? Do you have a song that you play when you want to get pumped up? All right? Is there a song that you play to get you revved up for a game? All right, Ian Williams is with us. Ian, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Fellas, what's good?
Hey, we're having a little fun here, and we're going to bring you in. So Kyle Shanahan has let some 49ers of the past address the team, I guess, before they take the field. So we told our listeners, tell you what, if you had a chance to address the San Francisco 49ers before the Packers game, give it to us, all right? So I want you to listen to one from a guy named Jay. It's his pep talk that he would give a football team. And then I want you to tell me, what do you think of it? Here we go.
In the beginning of the season, some of them said that we wouldn't even be contenders. Halfway through the season, some people said that we were pretenders. Remember that? But where are they now? More importantly, who are you now? I'll tell you what I see. I see believers. I see warriors. I see an unstoppable force that knows only one outcome, and that is to win. Outside this room, some 70,000 people are here to see you just do that. Are you going to let them down? No. You're going to make that pass. You're going to make that block. You're going to make that rush. And you're going to make them sorry that they ever dared to step on this field in your house. Now you control the narrative, gentlemen, and destiny is in your hands. This is your time, this is your day, and this is your year. Now you get out there and you do what you do. 37-8 was not a fluke, it was a freaking warning shot. Go Niners!
Huh, what do you think, Ian? It was 1 minute long.
I thought it was pretty good, you know, but yeah, is he trying to do one like win one for the Gipper kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
What is he trying
wow.
to do?
Yeah, kind
you
got to
play juice for Ian.
You
got to
play juice for Ian.
Yeah,
you got to play juice,
right, okay. Come on, Ian, right, one more minute. Right, listen to this.
Here's another one. Which one's better?
Men, there's a saying that goes, respect is earned and not given. We heard the noise all preseason. We were supposed to finish 3-13. No respect. Hey, we were supposed to lose our first game in Tampa Bay. We win, and still no respect. We beat everybody that everyone said that we were supposed to lose to. We beat the Rams. We beat the Aints. We even beat the Seahawks in Seattle. We're the number one team at home, and they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. The last time I checked, he didn't want no part of this red smoke. You want respect? Do what we did to show the whole world while we put on that golden red uniform. While we are the Niners Empire and make them respect us. We represent the land of greatness and Super Bowl rings. Now, Niners, go get your paper, please. Bang, bang.
All right. You're the judge.
You're the judge, Ian.
Both of these, they're like geared towards the fans. Like, I don't know if players are really like take this and they're really sit in with some players. That's not how coaches and like they get you hyped and stuff like that. Like it's not nothing like that. Like the night before a game or something like that, it's just more chill and just talking and just shooting the crap, you know what I'm saying, between each other. It's more of that than rah-rah type of stuff, you know what I'm saying, for a hype video, you know?
Yeah. You never had, like, how about, is that, so that's more at high school and college?
And this coming from a player. Yeah. He like,
so basically, basically, you'd be sitting there with Richard Sherman looking at each other like, what's going on here, man?
I think those two could work good, like in high school or college or something like that, you know, kind of get the kids, you know, hyped up and stuff like that. But we talking to a 32-year-old grown man,
right,
with three kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't gonna sit well, you know? Like, not sit well, but. Like, it ain't going to really...
You know, I got you.
You want to play him coach at Los Altos?
Say it again? Dude,
we got one more speech for you. It may be the...
This is only 30 seconds.
It's 30 seconds here.
Thanks, Coach Shanahan. Men, you prepared your whole life for this moment. From OTAs until now, you've played with your hair on fire. True hot boys. You've proven all the doubters wrong, and you made the haters eat their words. But this isn't about them. It's about you. Nothing else matters. Look in your hearts. Look in the eyes of the men next to you. And just know that you're about to create your legacy. Your personal legacy, but more importantly, the legacy of the 2019-2020 Niners. It's about us. The time is now. Now go and take it.
You probably like that one a little better.
Practice faith that today is the 4th of July, and once again, we'll be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the president's speech from Independence
Day. Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Ian, that is
y'all
good.
Like, where's he going with this? Where's he going with this?
Oh, man. Right.
Took it back.
Oh, my. Hey, we definitely don't play the NFL's title.
Yeah, yeah. This is right. Hey, Ian, just as we get closer to Sunday, just kind of tell me your thoughts. And it seems to me that the 49ers are favorites in this game, obviously. What would have to happen for the 49ers to maybe find themselves in a little trouble in this game?
You come out here flat. You over here reading your press clippings of what you did to this team in the middle of the season, thinking that they're the same team, thinking they're going to come in with the same game plan, and you just roll over thinking they're going to let you go out there and just rush the passer, not let Aaron Rodgers do what he wants to do, not let Aaron Jones do what he do, lock up Devontae Adams, and then also be able to do stuff on the defense and be able to shut down Drew. No, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come out here with a different game plan, different mindset. They came off, I think it was a two-week layover. They came off of a bye week, so I think they kind of, you know, they didn't come in rhythm, and they got their butts whooped on the West Coast. They had played the Chargers a couple weeks before they played the Niners the last time, and they went out there and they laid an egg in L.A. So they came out here in the West Coast thinking like they were going to do the same thing. No, you can't do that. So I think this time is totally different. Obviously, it's a mindset that they're going to come out differently. They're going to try to run the ball. They got out of their game plan very, very early in the second, third quarter, and they had to, you know, give the ball to Aaron Rodgers, and you play right into what the 49ers are really good at, and that's their pass defense, being able to get after him. So it's going to be a totally different game plan. It's going to be a lot closer game. I still think the Niners win at the end of the day, though.
Ian, I love you, man, because you always keep it real. Let me just run this by you. I know the Packers, it sounds crazy with Aaron Rodgers, are trying to shock the world because they're underdogs. But Devontae Adams just said, and this is bothering me, all the pressure is on them, the Niners. If you were a teammate of his, would that bother you, or do you think that's fair game?
I mean, it's kind of fair game, and you know, he's just over here talking. You know, they got to convince themselves that they still have a chance in this thing. You know, it's more of them just trying to come out here to the West Coast and trying not to let what happened last time against them. So, you know, he's just over here, you know, just talking some mess and stuff like that. But I don't think other guys are really too much worried about, you know, small little press clippings and stuff like that. I think they're just ready to handle some business and go on to Miami. Mm.
You know, Ian, the Niners shut down Dalvin Cook last week, 9 carries, 18 yards. He didn't do anything in the pass game either. Is the Packers running game a little more complex than the Minnesota Vikings run game? And will the Packers be able to run the ball at all against this Niners defense?
Well, they don't have Dalvin Cook, so you'll have to give the plus to Minnesota Vikings for having him. But they have Aaron Jones, they have Williams, they have a couple other guys that they can use. And they run the same type of scheme that the Vikings wanted to run, like an outside zone stretch scheme, and want to run the ball and obviously take off the pressure of having Aaron Rodgers have to throw the ball 40, 50 times. Because the more times you throw the ball, the more times you can possibly get an interception or you can have something bad happen. So I know they want to come in and establish the ground game. That's something they couldn't do last time. They didn't have a lot of attempts on the ground because they got behind early. And then they had to start to throw the ball. So I think Aaron Jones is going to be a little bit more involved in the game plan, not even just running the ball. I think they're going to include him more on underneath routes because, you know, you're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. You know, you're not going to – the game plan that the Green Bay Packers came out with last time, they wanted, you know, throw the ball down the field. But to be able to throw the ball down the field, you need time in the pocket to be able to do that. And with all four guys healthy now, they haven't seen that before. You don't have the 3, 4, 5, 7 seconds for a play to develop or a route concept to be able to develop. So guys like Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and the other guys that they have in the running back, you know, they're going to have to take over on deep coverage to be able to exploit that, you know, the linebackers and the DBs being able to sag off and stuff like that. But you're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. So I think he's going to be involved in the game plan early and often.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us and being a good sport about those pep talks, man.
Love it.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I think they could do a little bit better on those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll see you on Sunday, Ian. Can't wait to see you at the Hilton.
I told you guys.
I hope the guys.
I told you.
Ian, like, Kevin Food. If it was a piece of paper, Ian would have ripped it up.
Oh, my Lord.
You know how you turn something.
Yeah, Ian didn't really.
I think he may have just fired up Juice even more.
And we were all
this
like,
guy stinks!
Proud brothers, like, listen to this.
Like, yeah. Ian's probably in his car listening, so it sounds like it goes like this if I'm Kyle Shanahan. Hey, guys, we've had a great season. Let's keep it going. You know what you got to do. Let's go.
We're here.
Something like
and
that.
And they're there.
So you're saying it's not going to sound like that? Like no. Jonathan did at SM?
No.
I'm going to say you may not hear anything. See you on the field, guys.
All right, guys, let's go. We got to go off for the starting lineups. See you guys out there on the sideline.
Let's go to Wonderful Niner. Wonderful Niner's under the bridge. What's up, Wonderful Niner? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steiny. Let me try this pregame speech.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, Wonderful Niner, take a listen.
First of all, amazing season so far, but remember that we're not done yet. And again, understand that the great Bill Walsh said, winners act like winners before they're winners. Champions behave like champions before they are champions. And your head coach Shanahan's game plan is light years away, and the whole season you all have been behaving like champions. But you know, we want to know what's outside. We have all the 49er faithfuls and the world watching, including BSNG and all the wonderful 95.7 The Game listeners. And if you go out there and fight for every inch, every yard, dominate the clock until it ends, and behave like winners, behave like champions, you all will be part of the greatest 49ers team in history. And today, we will be legendary. And believe it, we will be champions.
I like it.
All right.
That's not bad.
Got your Wonderful Niner. Well, the other thing, you know, Ian has really...
He ruined this
for us. Oh, I wouldn't say he ruined
it. He kept him going.
Coach Clemente in Fremont. What's going on, Coach? What do you got, buddy?
How's it going? I just wanted to say, you know, a quick shout-out to my dad. He's going through some chemo just recently, and all he's been talking about is this game all week. So I don't know if these grown men need pep talks, but, you know, one thing they should know is there are fans out there that have been thinking about, that constantly use them as a source of happiness and as a source of, like, excitement. And, you know, there's a lot of us out here who've been fans for a long time, and we appreciate what they're doing this year.
What's your dad's name, Coach?
Vic. Vic Clemente.
All right, Vic. Good luck to you. You're going to get through this.
Shout out to Vic Clemente.
Enjoy the game on Sunday. You're going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully it'll end in a 49er win.
Exactly. Good luck
in
Kiva.
888-957. Ooh, last call is coming up in a hurry.
I got to give you my song. You got to ask me about my song.
We're up against it. And
Jesus.
What song do you play to get you wound up? What song do you play to get you wound up?
It's called
Action.
Pop That, and it's from French Montana, featured Drake, Lil Wayne, and Rick Ross, and I Will Run Through a Wall.
Gotcha.
Pop That.
You know, one song I like is the one, I think it's Jay-Z and Beyonce about New York.
New York?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Alicia Keys.
Yeah, I like that song.
Get you pumped up.
Yeah, it does.
Stiney.
You're from Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. Hey,
doesn't matter.
I got so many gangster songs in. I mean, Master P, Bout It. Bout It. But then my song right now is Eye of the Tiger. Rocky is just something about it. Dun,
wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about the theme from Rocky?
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good one, too.
What about Lose Yourself by Eminem?
Maybe.
I played that at my lucky break. We had to have a song.
Oh, he was going
to
say.
I was just about to say that. With all the hate you guys were giving Eminem's new album this morning, how can you forget Lose Yourself?
Yeah, I just said Eminem is back, Jack.
I'm not.
His new album is fire. Go ahead, Stein.
We got two guys who want to give a pregame speech and one guy who wants to tell us last call. Let's just do last call.
Yeah. All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All righty, last call. I need a song that gets you hyped. Hyphy, I guess, is what the kids tell us. And by the way,
and grown up.
He's about 10 years old.
There is one more motivational speech that I am going to share with you before we hit the road. I think you'll like it. Kane is in Oakland. What's going on, Kane? How you doing? It's your song.
Yeah, the G-Gang. What's happening?
What's up, Kane?
Hey, man, real quick, because you know what I'm saying, I ain't got no speech and all, but I'm going to tell you like this. Mike Tyson said it best. Everybody got a plan. Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth, and it's time to punch somebody in the mouth. You going to the bowl, man. That punk, man, you know, I throw on that old school Tupac ambition of a rider.
Oh,
and then if I want to go new school, I got to go Kevin Gates, push it. If y'all know about Kevin Gates, go check it out.
Okay.
That was great.
I'm pretty sure he's related to Bill Gates.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's go to Steven in Hercules. What's up, Steven?
I like hey, that Tupac on, ride with us, you collide with. That's a good one.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
The Outlaw.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here. What do you got?
I'm calling for last call. So the song that gets me going is Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart. I hope you guys heard that one.
Well, thank you, Steven.
Kickstart my
heart.
I got to hear
that's what's called, it's like heavy metal, I believe. You know, everybody's got their own taste.
But it sounds like a love song. Kickstart my heart.
Yeah.
I want to run through a wall. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I got
to
hear it.
Let's go to Sonny. Sonny's in Fairfield. What's going on, Sonny? How you doing?
Hey guys, good. Just wanted to say thanks again for that party yesterday. That was awesome. Sweet. I was the one in the Joe Staley jersey.
Yes, sir.
It's sunny. So I'm glad I didn't stiff you yesterday. I apologize.
Like I said, man, we're all good, Bonte. My pump up song is "Seek and Destroy" by Metallica. Oh, man, it's over. Once you put that song on, I'm knocking somebody out.
That's good to know. Mario's in the U. What's up, Mario in the U?
You know.
What's going on? What's up, Guru Mario for the U, baby? What's up, baby? Man?
All right,
check it out. I got a good one, man. Play at your own risk. Planet Rock, man. That's it. That'll get you going.
Planet Rock, play at your own risk.
I don't know anything about
that's
that.
That's old school break.
Frank and Tracy. Frank's and Tracy. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Always fire every day. I appreciate it. Favorite, one of my songs, I got to go with Tupac, No More Pain. Love it.
No More Pain.
No More Pain. Like,
can you give me a little
No
rendition?
More Pain. Pac was dark.
Let's finish
like
up with Mike.
Cool J Radio.
Mike in Michigan.
Now that's the sleeper.
You got final sleeper. Word, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
I'm bad.
Hey, let's go Niners this weekend. My pump-up song is Let's Go by Trick Daddy. All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm from not familiar.
Let's go.
Let's go.
How about Eminem Till I Collapse?
Well, he has. He has a few
how about
times.
His career collapse?
No, his album is fire.
All right, we'll see about
FIA.
That.
Yeah, the text line. Crime Mob?
Nope.
Oh, Crime Mob. Nook if you buck.
Nook if you buck.
Nook if you buck.
Get out the way, Chris.
Oh, now that's a classic. Move. Can't say the word. Get out the way.
Get out the way.
I can't. You know what? I tell you what. This one is.
What about
I'm afraid I'm going to pronounce it wrong. And yeah, I'm not even saying it. Super Future, Rent Money. Anybody?
Yeah.
Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Now in the
Mob Deep, Survival of the Fittest.
Now that's
not bad,
a classic.
Not bad.
Okay.
Shoot 'em up, Tupac.
Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. I don't know. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the
Hell's Bells.
Tupac, Shoot 'em Up.
Hit
Walk
up.
By Pantera.
Familiar.
Hand them up. Okay.
You got
one more speech? Yeah, I'm going to play one for you.
I'm going to have to talk to Ian about that Sunday.
No, he was being honest. Wow.
And we dug this one up from, listen, if this doesn't get you fired up, you don't have a pulse.
Fatigue in a sport. Come on, dude.
That you love and grew
so
up
what?
Playing.
Just because you love a sport doesn't mean you're not going to get
tired. Let's go down Broadway in Folsom and watch these guys with the jackhammers. They got to work 8 hours in the heat or rain.
First of all, nobody...
That's real fatigue. No. This is basketball, and you're getting paid millions. You got a big home, bills paid, generational wealth. I don't want to hear nothing about, I'm fatigued. This is what you've been doing your whole damn life, and you're playing 30 minutes every other night. That's real fatigue out there in the real world. And we come to see you. The average Joe doesn't want to hear about the fatigue. That's all I'm saying.
Niners by 4 touchdowns. After listening to that.
That is wild.
Liquidate all assets.
That was a drop.
Although liquidate all assets.
We didn't do our predictions real quick.
Go ahead. We got a minute.
I'm saying 37-17 Niners.
Yeah, you've been giving that a lot of thought.
That hurt. But go ahead.
Come on, Bonte. Make up a number.
31-19 Niners.
This I can't wait for.
27-20.
Oh, you got a close one.
No.
Actually, you had a close one.
I got him. I need him to cover. 50 seconds. 30-17 Niners.
You can play any Little John music if you're hyped up.
Where's he been? 17.
He's been chilling.
Well, I guess he made enough, huh?
Exactly.
We know who the boys have? I want to say Michael Irvin today. Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
He'll get you fired up.
Oh, man.
He absolutely
will.
No,
he has a pregame speech.
See, he likes Ian, that was great. Man.
Yeah, man.
Like, if we walked those guys in that room and said, here, give them the speech, they would have got beat up. The players would have been like, who are they?
Shout out to Juice J and Coach in Los Altos.
Those are great
speeches.
All righty. I cannot wait. Sunday, NFC Championship, Levi Stadium. Who would have ever thought it? We will be here Monday talking all about it. 49ers, Packers, NFC Championship. You know it.
Listen to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru anytime, anywhere with the Radio.com app.
Hey, the Warriors back at the Chase Center. They were there last night against the Nuggets. They're there tomorrow against the Orlando Magic. I'm going to actually go check them out. Oh, it's a beautiful home of the Golden State Warriors. Spacious, right on the water. If you're looking for a new home, you got to go to Realtor.com. I'm telling you, it's the best friend when it comes to home buying. Realtor.com has the most accurate and the latest listings, and they're updated every 15 minutes. You want a two-bedroom? You want a three-bedroom? Garage? Outdoor space? Well, listen, you can put in a customizable search, and it will let you know when a house comes on the market that fits your criteria. Download the Realtor.com app. It's got a cool feature, the commute time filter, that'll tell you the drive time from any destination to another destination. It's not about finding the perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.